Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. Welcome to Spotlight on Regen Adams. My guest today is Pat Beadle. And Regen Adams and Pat Beadle have been friendly, and they have worked together on social justice issues for 60 years. So, Pat, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing fine. So 60 years is quite a long time. How did you meet Regen?
Well, I'm not really quite sure. She and Ted came to Albany and settled right in. He went off to teach at SUNY, and she got active in the community. And I really don't quite know exactly how we met. I know that we were both involved in the women's legislative group that met at the Capitol during the legislative session, and Regen was an important part of that. She was sort of the secretary, and she took notes. Mm-hmm. We had important speakers from state government and different places and had very productive meetings, and she took notes and sent them around very helpfully.
Now, who did she send the notes around to?
Well, to the members who belong to this organization and to other interested people in the state efforts.
And is that group still in existence?
No, I don't remember how long it lasted, but it hasn't been around for a number of years.
Oh, that's too bad. So you go way back with social justice issues with Regen Adams. So tell us a little bit about your adventures over the years.
Well, Regen was an integral part of the peace community. She had this wonderful mimeograph machine that ground out all these flyers about everything that was going on, and she made a peace calendar that we handed around. We had a peace breakfast at First Press Church once a month, and it was a breakfast meeting, and Regen cooked the breakfast.
We had
speakers, and then also we had a peace vigil for a number of years during the Vietnam War, and we still have one once a month down in front of the Capitol. But she was very active in many of the activities. And, of course, in the meantime, she was helping people in the community as a Democratic committee woman. And they had supplies up on in their cupboard for food for people and clothes. And that was for local people or for people who were passing through. And she did a lot of babysitting for several families, and also still does that until recently. And she, of course, as you all know, is very much involved in establishing a Save the Pine Bush group,
right,
which is still very active. And for many, many years, she cooked a lasagna dinner that takes place every month and still does,
mm-hmm,
although it just... last year or two, she's kind of eased off from doing the cooking, but she still collects the money, so she's still involved.
So I know that Regen is instrumental with Save the Pine Bush. Now, when that organization first started, what was the issue? How did that come about that you wanted to save the pine bush?
Well, I was not so much involved. I was sort of a peripheral member of the group, which I still am. I haven't been involved in many of the decisions they made to do lawsuits and so forth for buildings that might be built in the pine bush, which obviously would help destroy the whole situation there, which is so important it's one of the two or three places, I think, in the country where they have pine barrens like this, and so it's very important to save it. And right now, I think Cross Gates is trying to build some major thing right near there, and that's of great concern to save the pine bush.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, how did your paths cross, and what was it that you started working together?
Well, I'm really not sure exactly how that all happened. I know that Regin was very involved in the Westminster Presbyterian Church breakfast program, and she used to make mm-hmm. sandwiches for people to take along with them afterwards for later in the day. And she, as I say, it was more through the peace activities. She was very involved in peace offerings at the Social Justice Center. And although I was less involved in that, that was a very, very important aspect of her peace work. And she also belonged to Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, which is an international mm-hmm. organization. We had a small chapter here, very small, and we didn't do any major activities, but we were sort of connected with other people around the world who were.
Oh, okay. And she had gone to China a number of times, right?
Yes, she has. It was amazing. You don't think of Regin as doing great international travel, but it was, and she's has been very active in the U.S.-China People's Friendship Association here in Albany. I'm not mm-hmm. sure how active she is at the present time, but she has been over the years, and yes, she brought it. That's a whole another new dimension to Regin's work. She worked very locally, mm-hmm. and then she worked internationally.
And she was instrumental in founding the Social Justice Center, right, Pat?
Yeah, she was. She was very involved in buying the building and founding the center and getting that peace store going and working there over the years and organizing it and so on. Yeah, she was right out there.
Now, you've been involved with the Social Justice Center, right?
Uh-huh. I was less involved with that particular aspect of it. I've been more involved with some of the groups that were centered there, like Upper Hudson Peace Action that was working on military spending and nuclear weapons issues and things like mm-hmm. that. And we still have a desk there at the Social Justice Center. So I was a little bit more focused on that kind of thing. And also on mass incarceration, which I'm still very much mm-hmm. involved with.
Mm-hmm. And you're also involved with the Women Against War group, right?
Yes, very, quite active. I'm with a committee that's working on the Iran situation. We were very much supportive of the Iran deal and have been trying to figure out since what we could do to try and hold other countries to still support it and to get ourselves back into that sort of frame of reference. I mean, the idea that we should be going to war because with Iran is insane. And also the international group that monitors that says that they are keeping up with the requirements of the deal. So why can't we support that? I mean, it seems like a good idea.
Mm-hmm. I see. Good. I know Regin has also... Has Regin been involved in Women Against War at all?
I'm not particularly... Maybe she has. I'm not particularly aware of that, but there are a lot of people involved with Women Against War you know, we're working on different aspects of things. So we are going to have a peace vigil on February 14th, which we always do on Mother's Day, out at Wolf Road in Central Ave from 4:30 to 5:30.
Hopefully you won't have snow that day.
Oh, yes, hopefully we won't.
Right. So you had gone to Regin's 90th birthday party. Regin's going to be 92 in just a few days, right, Pat?
I've forgotten the exact date of her birthday. I know it's soon, but I'm a little uncertain about the exact day. Yes, I did go to that very nice 90th birthday party that they had for her, which she certainly very much deserved.
And you're around the same age as Regin, aren't you?
I'm a couple years older than Regin.
Wow. And you're still driving. That's wonderful.
I'm very fortunate.
I hope you don't jump in your car on snowy days like yesterday. It was pretty nasty out.
No, I didn't. I was sensible and stayed home.
Great. So, Regin Adams has been quite the figure in Albany, as of yourself. So, what do you think is the importance of having people such as you and Regin in any given community? And, of course, this is Albany. So, what is the importance of you guys in Albany? What lasting imprint have you guys made on the city of Albany?
Well, I'm sure that Regin has. I mean, because she was involved in the government in a sense, and with these more focused local things. I'm sure she's had a real impact. I live out of the city, and I've at one time, I was a little more involved with international aspects of it. Like I went to the Soviet Union a couple of times back when we were working on the nuclear weapons freeze campaign and some more kind of national things about military spending and not building up our nuclear arsenal even further than it is. I mean, it's so insane. I mean, who are we afraid of? That's what I want to know. I mean, everybody should be afraid of us, I think, at this stage of the game.
Right. So, what words would you use to tell everybody about the importance of Regin Adams and Pat Beadle? Because you guys have left an imprint on Albany, the state capital.
Well, I don't know. I think showing up is part of it.
Right.
Keeping on. Because at various times there are these big movement campaigns, and then people get busy with their lives and kind of fade out of it. But there does need to be some core movement that keeps on going. Otherwise, we fall behind again like we do periodically. I mean, we've just got to keep with it until we get the kind of political changes that we really need so that people are put first instead of last in our national government's agenda, and so we don't feel that we need to be at war with everybody in the world, which we practically are at the present time. It's insane that we go in this direction. I mean, why? I mean, we all need basic things to live our lives, and all the people around the world should have that same opportunity, and we shouldn't be disrupting it for people in other countries or people here.
Now, you and Regin, and there's a number of other people in the city of Albany, who have spent years and years on social justice. Can you let us know what impact the efforts that you and Regin and others have made in society? Is there anything visible that you could put your finger on and say, because of our efforts, this has improved or that has improved?
Well, I hadn't been thinking about that particularly. I'm sure that the fact that you are, recognizing Regin at this time and that she's still semi-active in some of these groups at the age that she is certainly inspiring, I would say, to people. And that there is this necessity for keeping moving on and not just shutting up shop and going off and doing your own private life concerns, which obviously at certain times in your life you have to do, but keep this thread of loving one another and helping your neighbor and that sort of thing that presumably we think our country was based on, and it seems to have strayed pretty far from that. And certainly in the national government, it hasn't so much locally, but it's always in danger of happening. So we really need to keep our eyes on where we're headed.
So since you have known Regin Adams for 60 years and you've been involved in different activities, tell the Focus on Albany listeners a little bit about yourself and how you've gotten involved with social justice.
Well, I mean, as a Quaker, I believe in working for peace, and that since I had time to do that, I was very fortunate that I didn't have to have a regular job and fit this in around the edges, that I was pretty free to spend my time as I saw fit. So I had this time, and I felt, sort of obligated to move in the direction of working for peace, which shows up in various different ways, like the peace vigil, working on the nuclear freeze campaign, traveling to different countries to try and understand their needs and our relationships with them, and working on criminal justice issues. For a number of years, I did alternatives to violence workshops as a facilitator for about 20 years in prisons in New York State, and much of the time down at Green Correctional in Coxsackie. And I saw who was there in the prison and some of their problems. And so I have, since that time, although I'm not doing that anymore, I have been very concerned about mass incarceration and parole justice and bail reform and getting older people out of jail and all kinds of things like that. So that's another thread of this working for peace in a somewhat different way. And as I said, I've always sort of been interested in the foreign policy aspect of it, so that's why I'm active with Women Against War and other related groups who see another way of relating to people around the world and who are very opposed to our increased militarism and the fact that the U.S. seems to feel the need to run the world in a not very friendly way.
Now, you're a Quaker, and you also are with the Women Against War group.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody wants to join the Quakers and become involved with Quakers or the Women Against War, How can they do so?
Well, Women Against War has a website.
Okay.
suddenly I can't think what it is. And so does Albany. This is ridiculous. What is WAW? I can't quite think. I'm sure if you Google something or other, you'll find it.
Right.
And also,
okay.
Albany Friends Meeting also has a website. We meet at 727 Madison Avenue in Albany on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock, and anyone is welcome to join us. Let's stop in.
Okay, great.
Visit.
Great. Okay, Pat, thank you so much for taking the time to be on Focus on Albany to talk about your good friend, Regine Adams. So if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Pat, thank you so much for taking the time to talk a little bit about yourself and also Regine. So,
well, thanks. Thanks so much for asking me.
Thank you. Have a great day. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Stay warm.
Goodbye.
Bye.